To speak of God as she in today's society is regarded as either brazen feminism or the deliberate reformation efforts of religious liberals. However, the tradition of the feminine aspect of divinity has a long, long history. From the Aramatsu and Canon in Japan, to Kuan Yin in China, to Tara in Tibet, to Shakti in India, to Akuba in Africa, and of course to Isis in Egypt. To the great goddess of Willendorf and Lhasa. So it's really important that the Divine Mother has a long tradition in the history of our planet's consciousness. And it appears that from approximately 40,000 BC to approximately 5,000, the goddess was the primary deity figure. Over 90% of the figurines found from this period appear to be a female goddess. That's saying a lot. Our planet has a need to reinstate this sense of the goddess within its understanding of the divine. The nurturing principle of the female is needed to help guide our way through the maze of accelerated change which surrounds us. I would offer to you that many of our problems arise as a result of looking at God only as he, right? The he who appears to initiate the holy wars and the conquest and all those things that we won't speak of. It's really important that we understand there must be a balance of the feminine and of the masculine. Without the divine feminine principle incorporated into one's concept of the Godhead, you have only, at best, half the story regarding the divine nature. You have fallen short of a full appreciation of the divinity within and without, because there must be a balance of both within each and every one of us. So, obviously, that is today's show, recognizing the sacred feminine. Welcome in to Affirmations for Living, and of course, I'm your host, Reverend Edvige. My special guest today is Iyale. She is the founder of Harmony Pathways, and you can find her at harmonypathways.com. Her work affirms, illuminates, celebrates, and honors the spirit of women and all humanity. She believes that men and women as mothers and fathers, wives, husbands, homemakers, professionals, and friends need to engage and learn from each other, forging alliances that strengthen our relationships, our homes, our workplace, even our community. So it goes all the way out. We begin it at home, respecting each other, and that goes out into our communities. And that's how we make the change that we've been waiting for. I invite you to call in today with your comments, your questions, and just your thoughts on this subject. That number is 323-203-0815. And of course, you can always find me later on my website at affirmationsforliving.net. You know that I have a new app called Awakened out right now, available on Android, coming soon to iPhone. So I invite you to go ahead and get that app. And if you ever want to connect with me to do one-on-one coaching, feel free to do that as well. You can find me on affirmationsforliving.net. The feminine principle is viewed by the traditions of the East as the principle of birth, transformation, and rebirth, the nurturing and sustaining influence in the universe, right? We give birth. We are the outbreath. In the Taoist world, the view, the feminine principle is the responsive nature of the universe. It's so important. The male principle, which is the proactive and initiating nature of the universe, this male principle initiates action and movement. It is the in-breath, and again, it requires the two. Our current world view is out of balance, and the world scene reflects that lack of balance. So I'm going to take a moment, bring Iyale on, and we have questions, people calling in. Please hold the line. Don't go anywhere. Allow me to bring my guest on first. So please don't go anywhere. Thank you. And she will be with us in a moment. Very exciting. Yeah, definitely going to be good. So don't go anywhere, and we'll be back with our guest. Okay, so everybody, we are back. And again, this is Affirmations for Living, and I am your host. My guest today, Iyale, is with us now. Iyale, welcome in. Thank you so much for taking the time out to speak with us today. How are you?
I'm well, and it's my pleasure to be here with you. I'm so excited, and I know we're going to have a great chat this afternoon.
Absolutely. So, you know, in so many other world views, as I was saying earlier, we have, I mean, all around the world, the divine feminine, the sacred feminine is recognized. Why has that not been the case in this country? Why do you think that?
Well, we have a system that is male dominated, and that's not to say, well, let me start off by saying when we talk about the sacred feminine, we're not talking about gender. We're speaking about a force, an mm-hmm. energy that is part of the cosmos and the universe, okay. and it's out of balance. Mm-hmm. So the sacred feminine and the sacred masculine have to come into balance and be in harmony with one another, with those two energies, so that we can ascend and we can remove all of the crud and the negative energy that is surrounding us. And it's not just in this country. It's in many other parts of the world, because this is a cosmic change. Mm-hmm. This is a worldwide change. So it's because we're out of balance, bottom
Absolutely.
Line.
So yeah. You know what? I introduced you, before we go too far, tell mm-hmm. everyone about what you do, Harmony Pathways. Tell everyone what that's all about, because you're really helping people to get in harmony. So let's go there first before we get too far into this.
Okay. Well, Harmony Pathways is an international collective of sacred and divine women, mm-hmm. and they come from various backgrounds. And we are all committed to our own healing and doing that healing by remembering who we truly are, remembering and being in tune with our spirit self. It brings my mission, the mission of Harmony Pathways, is to bring women of all backgrounds into their knowing, into standing in their sacred and divine eye, the knowing of the sacrament of the sacred feminine as they gather in sacred circle as teachers and learners to explore their pathways to life balance and harmony. I'm a stickler for everyone in our gathering or in our circle, and we have gatherings throughout the country, but mm-hmm. we'll go into that in a minute. Everyone comes to the circle as a teacher and a learner. We all have that inner voice, that inner something that needs to be shared. And
Absolutely.
When we can share that, each of us, every one of us in the circle grows, and we all have input and energy into the circle. If I may, before I start anything at all, I always pay homage by offering libation to the
okay.
ancestors. So I offer libation to the gods and the goddesses, the creator and the creatrix, to Olafon, Lorum, Olo de Mare. I offer libation and gratitude to my ancestors, my spirit guides, my guardian angel, to the Orisha, the ancient ones, and the ascendant masters, Shaket Ulrich, Vomalites, Ra, and Arara God. I offer libation, Metakwa Yesen, to all of my relations, to the winged ones and the finned ones, to the crawlers, to the four-legged, the hoofed ones and the clawed ones, to the low grasses and the tall prairie grasses, to the trees, the leaves upon the trees, and the wind that blows through the leaves, to the rain that nourishes Mother Earth, to the oceans, the seas, the rivers, the lakes, the waterfalls, to the majestic mountains and the snow upon her caps, the volcanoes and the fires within her belly, to the stone people who carry the messages, the wisdom, the knowledge, the mystery, the truth, and the healing of the ages, to the sky people and the cloud people, to the sun and the moon and the stars, and to my brothers and sisters, the two-leggeds, I say aho, ashe.
Ashe.
And so it is.
And so it is. I think we have a caller. Let's see. I'm going to let them know that we'll take that call if they're still on the line. That was absolutely beautiful. Well, hopefully they will call back. Please call or call back. We had to say that blessing. That was absolutely beautiful. Wow. I love that. As a matter of fact, we need a copy of that.
Well, that's not a problem. I say it every day.
I know you have
a time for that.
So now you gather together and you share with women of, you know, from everywhere, these particular ideals and beliefs. Just, you know, how, just share that a little bit more with us.
Well, what we have found, this Harmony Pathways is been around since 1997. However, we started or became a part of a Girls' Rites of Passage program. That's for young girls between 10 and 16. And out of that, one of the mentors there said, oh, we're doing this for the girls, and we're bringing them into their young womanhood, but what are we doing for ourselves to grow as women? Mm-hmm. And so once she put that out into the circle, into the ethers, everybody jumped on board. And we started, we're going into our fourth year now.
Okay.
And the way we're able to bring that gathering and that circle into harmony and into being is through ritual and ceremony. For instance, the libation that I just shared, each woman who comes into the circle, if she so wishes, shares her libation and gives praise and honor to her ancestors. And we have a ritual that we do that brings positive energies into our circle and into the room, so that when we gather, we come with no judgment. We come with clear sisterhood. We come from a place of heart consciousness and love for one another and for our sisters who may not be in the room with us. Mm. There's no hierarchy. I mentioned that we all come as a teacher and a learner. So obviously someone has to facilitate our time together. But there is no expert in the room. Now, of course, we have doctors, we have lawyers, we have healers, we have school teachers, we have domestics, we have people who have gone through violence and all kinds of women from all walks of life. In this circle, we each become a teacher and a learner.
Well, because we have so many things that we can learn from. You see, everyone has their experiences which have caused them to expand, and in that there's something to be, you know, there's a lesson there. So that's why it's so important that we all understand, regardless of where we think we are in our life, we have something to contribute. We're not going through this in vain. You're going through it for whatever that reason is, but come out of it and teach and share your experience so that perhaps you can help the next person not to have go through the same thing. So, you know, all lessons are valuable indeed.
Yeah. So, but it's the spirit, it's the energies that mm-hmm. we bring into the room that allows us to do that without any rancor, any gossip, any of those other things that plague so many groups that have come and fallen by the wayside. You asked me when we first came on about why the sacred feminine hasn't taken hold here. I believe that it is. I believe that we're shifting. But we all know we live in a world that takes life that rather than gives life. And this is a shift that needs to be made.
Mm-hmm.
It's a paradigm shift. And we can make that shift through the honoring of the sacred feminine. And that is what my work is, in honoring the sacred feminine and the mother principle in all areas of life, and because it's through her that we receive life. The sacred feminine, the woman, is the only one who can carry two spirits at one time.
At one time.
She, in her womb, is the meeting place of heaven and earth.
Mm.
And she is in consort and in harmony with Mother Earth, because all was birthed out of the great void through Mother Earth. Through feminine, through the divine feminine, the contracting and the expanding of the earth is in consort with the contracting and the expanding of the womb of the mother that births the child. So we have to honor that, and we've lost sight of that. We have allowed, and when I say we, I do mean women as well as men, because women have lost sight of their sacredness and of their power and of the temple and the greatness of who they are and what they bring to this earth and to the earth balance. So in our gatherings and in our circles, we talk about that. This year, we've been working, well, doing some concentrated work on our chakras. Next year, my vision is to do some deep work into Hermetic law. So it's not a gab fest. We're very serious. As in all things, it's great to break bread, so we do that as well. And we've formed a very strong sisterhood. Now, we do this throughout the country, so I do travel throughout the country. In September, we had a coming together of sisters from here, the Las Vegas area, as well as the Bay Area and the Sacramento area.
Well, so
Sacramento.
I would invite anyone listening who has participated in one of these circles to please give us a call in at 323-203-0815, because I'd like to hear from you what it means to you, because I'm sure this is really, you know, important. Now, what I'd like to ask, because people listening may not clearly understand, what is this sacred divine feminine? Is it an energy? Would you really clarify what it is? Because I know you said it's in both male and female. However, your gatherings are mostly of female. So if a male wanted to get this to, you know, hone his sacred feminine energy, what would he do? So that's two questions. So if you would, first, what is the sacred feminine? And then how do we help men to incorporate that into their existence as well and have that balance?
Okay, I'm going to start with your second question first.
Okay.
The sacred feminine is when, for both of us, for males and females, for the gender, male and female, we come to this planet with both of those energies. in every human being, there is female and male energy.
Okay.
During our earth walk, during our travels on this earth, our challenge is to bring those two energies into balance. Left brain, right brain.
Okay.
From a more scientific way. To bring that energy into balance within one physical body, one spirit, one mind. To get balance, healthy alignment, to be in alignment with the male and the female within ourselves, but it be in alignment, and that will place us into alignment with all else that is in creation, because basics, we're all one. So all of creation is one, and we support each other. Or not,
okay.
Because right now the earth is in a state because we are not supporting the earth in all of her majesty. So then the men, the gender men, can come together to be in touch with their sacred feminine by being in men's groups. Men have to come together with men to happened to their sacred feminine. That is a challenge for them. The challenge for us as women is to be able to stand in our own power as vessels of life, vessels of the divine, and to be in touch with our womb and to be in harmony and balance and awareness of our womb. We've done so much damage to our womb because we take it for granted, number one. We allow it to be taken for granted by others, and we don't look upon it and deal with it as a temple, as divine. We have to stand in that space and stand in that power of knowing who we are as divine beings. And when we do that as women, that's why it's so important for us to come together in circle. When we do that as women, we take that with us wherever we go. So when we go into our homes, we can heal the rifts and the confusion and all of the rancor that exists in our homes. We will deal with our children differently, and we will deal with our mates differently, because we will come into that home as sacred women and have a knowing, a loving of ourselves. In so many cases, we've been so battered and so beaten,
yes,
emotionally, physically, and even spiritually, that we don't
have a voice.
We don't have a voice. We don't feel worthy. And so that comes through in our home. We carry a lot of negative energy in many cases, and that invades our homes. We have to get ourselves straight so that we can get our homes straight, and then our communities, our nation, and hopefully at some point, and it's not hopefully, it will be.
It will. It absolutely
it will
be. Yes.
It's happening as we speak.
As we speak. Indeed it is. Yeah.
So we're as the women go, so goes the nation.
You got that right.
As the women go, so goes the nation. We are the ones with the power. We've forgotten that we have this power. But
my husband says that all the time. My husband says it to me all the time. He says, women, you've got the power. I mean, really, we have everything that a man wants. Hello.
Well, that's through in more ways than one.
In more ways than one. And so we have the upper hand. Hello. You know, if we want to just break it down, it's so very interesting. You know, I was in all of my studies, the highest aspect of the divine woman is compassion. And that's compassion for ourselves, of course, right? And then compassion for others. And the highest aspect of the divine male is laughter. Now think about those two things when they come together. What a wonderful balance that is. To be compassionate, but not to the point where you're just overly absorbing everyone's issues, but to, you know, be light with it. And imagine a man who has his masculine energy, but not the feminine, then you have a man with laughter. And what is that? A cynical person who does, a man who does not have the compassionate part. And so that's where the balance of the two is so important, because one without the other is so off in the way you look at everything and the way you respond to everything. Just imagine a person always crying and always too emotional, or a person who's always so cynical and cold-hearted towards everything. That's what you have without the balance to the extreme.
Yes. Yeah. You want that. You definitely want that laughter.
Yes.
That we bring that into the gathering, into the circle, no matter where I am. You have to have that laughter, just like you want to break bread after we have gathered. We want to have the food on the table, because you want to bring that nourishment in for the body. And we laugh and we talk, and that's part of life. I mean, you don't want to get too serious. Life is serious enough. You got to have the laughter in there, and that's that male energy that you bring in. So true.
Yes, that's true.
Mm-hmm. So we must learn to laugh and to enjoy life, no matter what the circumstance. Laughter is a great
thing. And that's so important that you say that. Regardless of where we are in this moment, we have to stop and take a breath, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And appreciate what we have, give thanks for it, and smile. And yes. Change, I mean, that will change your whole perception of everything. That'll change your feelings. That'll just change so much. And it's so important that we find moments in every day to be joyful. And yes, to laugh out loud, do something funny and silly to bring that enjoyment and that joy into your heart, that you really feel it, because that will just help you in so many ways, not to mention relief of stress and how beneficial it is on a medical aspect, but spiritually it's important that we have joy in our hearts. So yes. Now,
life should be joyous.
Absolutely. All of life comes to me with ease, joy, and glory.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good thing. So I'm in a relationship, and, you know, I'm having issues at home. I'm coming to you, and I'm doing this, the circle for the women. Do you give advice? By just working on yourself in this circle and balancing chakras and releasing issues that you have, then going into your home, that would automatically, you think, begin to make change within the home? Even if your husband doesn't go and join a man's group?
Oh, your husband doesn't have to go and join a men's group. Going to the basic concept, mm-hmm. what you think, how you look at life, how you deal with whatever's going on in your life. If you can bring positive energy into play, then that's what you're going to get out of life.
Mm.
When you come into the circle, whatever your issues are, it's up to you to share them if you care to.
Mm-hmm.
All of us in that circle are there to support you. Not to judge. There's no judgment, because we all have stuff in our closet.
Absolutely.
We are there to share our stories, our perspectives. This same thing may have happened to me at, at one point. Mm-hmm. And quite frankly, you may not like anything and that is said. But by the same token, you can take that piece home, you can process it, and as time goes by, perhaps the next time you come to the circle, the light bulb goes off, or you begin to see things a little bit differently because of someone else's issues or how they handled something in the past. The process is not automatic and not immediate for a lot of people. We have deep-seated
issues. No
that
kidding.
We have
yeah.
to deal with. And mm-hmm. we usually, you cannot deal with them just in one conversation or one gathering. It's a process. It's a journey. The great thing about the sister circles, you know, in times past, we used to call it the Moon Lodge. During a specific time when the moon was full, the women would come together and support each other and speak with each other and talk about the things that are going on in the village or in the nation or in the tribe. So that is what we are doing. But life is a process. You have to take each step as it comes. But what you do know is that you have the support of the sisters in that circle. I have an email listing, and I send emails to all of the women on that list, and they are in several countries and in many states within the United States. If they need prayer because they're going through a difficult time, mm-hmm. if they need information, if they need just someone to talk to, they have that within the circle, within the email circle. It's the support. It's knowing that someone is there who will listen to what it is that's going on with you
and not judge you
without judgment, and will not tell you what to do if that is not what you want, or who may be able to put you on to someone who can help you with a specific issue. For example, if you're having a legal issue, mm-hmm. I will put that into the email without
your name. Yes.
And I'll get back information that may be very helpful to you. So it's practical. It's walking the mystical path with practical feet in sisterhood.
In sisterhood. You know what? That sounds wonderful. And it sounds ancient. It sounds like we're going back to those ways of our ancestors, of the shamans, of all of those ancient indigenous people who I guess it would sound like they had it kind of right, didn't they? Really starting to be a community. You know that old saying, you know, it takes a village to raise a child? Well, it actually takes that same village to embrace and to grow and to expand and to love one another. And we're moving back into that village concept. And that's what this really sounds like. It's amazing. Wonderful. So,
And we're using technology to do it. Mm-hmm. We are bringing into harmony and balance. I use those words a lot. But into alignment, the ancient ways and the
modern
present day modern ways. And we will use that marriage to ascend.
And that is the gold, definitely, mm-hmm. to ascend. And it's mm-hmm. so important that we understand that principle. You moving into our higher conscious self, what does that look like? Well, that means there must be a balance. You have to release those things that no longer serve you. You know, those things that we so mastered lifetime after lifetime, the dysfunctionality. And it's okay to accept, yes, okay, I might be a little dysfunctional, but that's okay because you served the whole by doing so. Now give yourself permission to release. release it and let it go, there no longer needs to be the lack, the pain, the suffering, the fear. We can let go of those things, balance ourselves both in the divine feminine and masculine, acknowledge that we are divine magnificence, for indeed we are. And then that opens that door to your ascension. It's mm-hmm. just so awesome. So awesome. Yeah, it really is. And to a place where you're happy and peaceful, and now you're co-creating with Source, with God, this amazing, amazing self. And so, yeah, I would invite everyone listening to go to harmonypathways.com and begin to really explore and welcome that divine feminine into your life. It's very, very cool. Yeah,
I would be happy for people to go to harmonypathways.com and to contact me, because we do personal retreats.
What's that like?
Well, I will come to you or you will come to me, either mm-hmm. way. And it's usually a two-day retreat. And with any personal work that I do with a client, I always give them some questions to answer so that I know exactly where they are and what their expectations are and the areas that we would like to do some work on. And then once I do that, I design a retreat especially for them. I design different exercises and talks and readings and work that we will do together to begin to peel away the layers of hurt or shame or blame or whatever it is, of mm-hmm. abuse. Of substance abuse, of just pain that is there, or if it's a relationship, because I do relationship retreats as well, because, you know, we evolve through our relationships. They are mirrors or gateways to our evolution. And so you have to be able to have that clear and honest communication one with the other when you're dealing with relationships. So I'll do that with the relationships and with the personal retreats. And then I do the goddess gatherings and bring the ritual and the ceremony into the gathering so that we call in the energies. And the sacred feminine retreats, I have one coming up in February and one in May for mothers and daughters. And then, of course, there's the girls' rites of passage. And we're in the process, in the middle of the 10-week session that we do with the girls' rites of passage. And then they cross over. We have a crossing over ceremony for them. So there's a lot
that's coming of age. That's sort of like coming of age.
That goes
wonderful.
Back.
So now what do you teach them in this rites of passage, this coming of age? Oh my goodness, yeah.
Well, in the rites of passage, we share with the girls how to stand in their power. We share healthy relationships.
Mm-hmm.
Healthy eating habits and nutrition. We share, we do one session that is the only man that's allowed in our session, and that's on self-defense.
Well, so, that makes sense.
Yeah. He's a master, and he's excellent with the girls,
mm-hmm.
and so they learn some self-defense. And then, of course, we spend time on sexuality mm-hmm. so that they get the correct information and they know how.
Amen to that, because that's so important. And, you know, boy, there's such a taboo with that subject, especially in this country. It's crazy. And then we turn out being so unaware, so unhealthy. We go into marriage with this preconceived idea that's completely incorrect. And we have such a negative idea as to what our sexuality, well, we don't even know what our sexuality is. We're not comfortable with ourselves. And so that can really mess up your relationship.
Definitely. We get to the nitty-gritty when it comes to sexuality. We don't hold anything back. We give the girls the information, the truth. Mm-hmm. It's truth, trust, and transparency. We also share with them that you must keep a clean body. And that is really very helpful with them because sometimes that hasn't been taught and you need to have that information. The other thing, with nutrition, we also teach or share with them etiquette, the place settings and what all the knives.
That's so
and
wonderful. Yeah.
And the glasses and all of that.
That's all fun. You know, my father was a chef, a gourmet chef. And so at 3 years old, I think they said I knew how to use a fork and knife, the European way. And mm-hmm. at five years old, I would actually go and change, put on a dress and come to dinner. too cute. Yeah. But all of those things matter because they give you confidence to go out into the world. And so you can hold your head up high and go and sit and communicate with anyone and feel confident and comfortable in any setting. And, you know, we're not to look at those things and think, oh, that's not important. It is important. Something as simple as knowing what is a dessert fork or spoon or the placement of your napkin or how to get into a vehicle without your legs being opened and keeping those knees together. Hello. Yes. All of these things are so important, okay, because we are ladies. We are divine. And that's how we respect ourselves. If we don't respect ourselves and stand up straight, then who will respect us?
That's true. And it gives the young ladies a place that they can come where they can feel 100% comfortable and ask anything that they care to ask. Mm-hmm. And they know that they will get a honest answer. So
how perfect.
I love girls' rites of passage. I just love it.
And how often do you begin that class? I know you said it's 10 weeks long, but how often does that start?
Well, we have that once a year.
Oh, wow.
And it runs from September to December, and we have the crossover ceremony in conjunction with a Kwanzaa ceremony.
Mm.
One year we had a circle for older girls from 17 to roughly 24. That is a time of life that can be really confusing.
Questionable. Yes.
And so we, because we were asked to, we did that mm-hmm. 1 year. And we may do it again this year. It depends on if there is a need
Well, you know, to our listeners, I would invite you, if you have daughters, if you're interested in yourself, contact Yale and request that she begin, you know, another one, because it sounds to me something so invaluable. I know as a child, you know, I did the finishing school and all of those things, and it made such a difference in my world. And I know that these things are important, and we don't have those places to go to now. You know, we have school and we have gym and all sorts of things, but we don't have a place where we can actually go to learn as a young lady to meditate, to, you know, how to behave. And it's just so important. And I just love the idea of that. Let me tell you, it really speaks to me because I know how it was for me growing up. And my mom being Jamaican and my father being from Martinique, we were very much into the protocol of all of those things. And so I, you know, for me, it was invaluable. And I would offer anyone listening that that's something that they should really, really think about enrolling their daughter in, because it does make a big difference in the confidence and just who they are and finding that voice, because one day they may need to use that voice strong and loud. And how wonderful to give them the confidence that they can do that, and it's okay to have a voice and to stand up for themselves. Extremely important that we give our girls that.
It sure is. And we're connecting with different groups throughout the country, because their girl rites of passage programs in many different cities. We have a link with the Sacramento group, and as they go across the country, they stop here in Las Vegas. And our girls get to meet their girls, and the mentors get to meet, and we share and we grow. So we're looking to do more of that, to link up with other groups across the country. Before we run out of time, I just wanted to share something with you that I think will be helpful to the women or men who happen to be listening. And that is, I like to invite folks to set their daily intention, to establish a daily practice. With athletes, they practice and practice and practice, and they have their coaches there to spur them on and to coach them, so that when they are in competition, everything is pretty automatic because they've trained. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing for us in our spiritual life and in our daily life. If we practice on a daily basis, then when those things come into our life that are challenges, we automatically can fall back on those practices. So I would encourage folks to establish the daily practice that works for them. But some of the things that you might consider in your daily practice is meditation, spending time each day, morning or night, whatever works best for you, to be quiet, to be still, and to listen to the voice of the Creator, of the Goddess that is within you. The saying is that when we pray to God, we talk to God, but when we meditate and when we're quiet, we listen. And the God or the Goddess of our understanding speaks to us.
To us. And with that, it's time. It is time. I want to thank you so very much for this just insightful hour. I so appreciate it. And I know that our audience does it as well. So again, that is harmonypathways.com. You'll find that information on my host page, Affirmations for Living. I want to thank you, Iyale. I will talk to you again shortly. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. So there you have it, another amazing episode of Affirmations for Living. You can find me on affirmationsforliving.net. Of course, you know that I have a phone app available. That way you can listen to the show anytime, any place, anywhere. And that app is called Awakened, A-W-A-K-E-N-E-D. I want to thank you. Be blessed. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.